This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The nation, they say, is divided. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The nation is divided. So I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Who is dividing the nation? Who? Because if you're like me, you know the answer is the Democrats. The Democrats are dividing the nation. They are intentionally dividing the nation. It's the only strategy they have, and it isn't going to work. They want you to believe that Donald Trump is dividing the nation. Let me tell you what Donald Trump has done. I would love for someone to argue with me about this. You could do so at 844-551-8255 or send me a note, kjradio.com, or my Twitter handle, KevinJacksonTBS, with the at sign in front of it. So here's what I'll say to you. I know for a fact that Donald Trump has united Republicans. Democrats can be divided. They can blame all the division on Donald Trump. But I can tell you this. There's one group that Donald Trump has united. Something like 92-93%, safe to say over 90% of Republicans support Donald Trump. Now, let's look at division for just a bit. See, there's multiplication and then there's division and there's a trapezoid rule. Okay, division. Democrats. How many Democrats are for Joe Biden? How many Democrats are for Elizabeth Warren? Bernie Sanders? Kamala Harris? Who's next in line? Buttigieg? The Democrats have every demographic covered. I'm surprised they don't have a Muslim running for president. Honestly, I mean, they just came off of one, 8 years of one, but I'm surprised they didn't nominate somebody else. After all, baby black Jesus was amazing, wasn't he? He cleared the path. So we've got Tlaib, we've got Omar, and we still have Andre Carson. Keith Ellison is now Attorney General of Minnesota, so they're going a different tack than taking over that state. So why didn't they run a Muslim for president? Would have been perfect timing. Another black Muslim? Here's my point. Democrats have, and I've said it multiple times on this show, there are three black people. I know there's an obscure black guy you haven't heard of. He's running for president. They've got a gay guy, Buttigieg. They've got multiple women, right? They've got a Hispanic dude. They've got an Asian dude. They've got youth. They've got all kinds of people that have been in business and on and on. And who do they pick? They have three elitist white people. Three elitist white people. Bernie Sanders, the sellout. Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, who, for the record, I don't know what pronoun to use with her or him or it or z or za. Her, okay? A sellout who stole identity in order to get ahead. And then they've got crooked, creepy Joe Biden. Those are the people that they've relied on. Now, you want to give division? I'll give you division. Donald Trump united Republicans to the cause. And in fact, Donald Trump will get more women to vote for him this time around. He will get more blacks and Latinos to vote for him. And I would even dare tell you he will get more LGBT to vote for him than any Republican president in modern history, and they want to say he's divisive. Donald Trump has a message that says, make America great again. He doesn't define America. He understands what America's definition is. We are a mosaic of all those different people, nationalities, and religions, and we've been fine. And Donald Trump says, make it great. And these folks are all, he's divisive, he's divisive. Let's look at, here we go, let's all say it together, Charlottesville. Look at what he said about Mexicans. Look at what he does with women. What? Put them in charge? What'd he say about Mexicans? Come over legally? He hates black people. And Donald Trump's posthumously giving pardons to Jack Johnson, getting black folks out of jail in droves, passing all kinds of amazing criminal justice reforms that are going to help blacks, giving money to HBCUs to say we've got to help these schools survive, if for nothing else, just for posterity, just for the thing, the story behind them. And I could go on. Donald Trump, the racist, gets three black kids back from China, actually takes it out of his own time to say, no, let's bring them back. Let's get these black kids back. I mean, I could go on. Working with black pastors, passing legislation that says let's build empowerment zones, real empowerment zones in black communities, and on and on. So he's a racist, he's so divisive. Yeah, well, let's see how that sells in 2020. Particularly in light of everything else that's going on with these leftists. Let's see how it sells. So, if the nation is divided, I ask you once again, who's dividing it? Because it ain't Donald Trump. Anyway, lots of stuff happening in the news. Whoo, impeachment. And, you know, and I don't know what else to say about it, to be honest with you. Are we going to talk more about it? Yeah. Just for the record, I'm going to be on vacation for a bit. It's really not a vacation. A bucket list item for a family member who doesn't have long. And we've all decided we're going to take this family member to Hawaii because he's always wanted to go. So, going to be gone for a few days. But that's okay. You're in good, capable hands. But lots going on. A lot that will happen between now and when I come back. And I want to just say to you folks, stop worrying, get in the game, support the people that are doing the things that you need, that you want to see done. Because that, it not only makes them feel good, it furthers the cause. That's what you're trying to do. You unite the nation when you fight back, when you say, I'm not taking that. I'm not going to, I can't tell you how many times I'll hear people talk about politics and such and such, and I'll go, yeah, well, I'm a Trump supporter. I just chime in. Want them to know. Some guys are talking about the MAGA hat the other day, and I said, I wish I had mine. I proudly wear my MAGA hat. It looked over like, yeah. That's what you want. You want to make sure people understand that you're not embarrassed. You're part of this whole thing. You're part of the process. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today. I'm not sure what we'll cover next, but hang on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I believe he knows he's an president. He knows. He knows that there were a bunch of different reasons why the election turned out the way it did. And I take responsibility for those parts of it that I should. But, Jay, it was like applying for a job and getting 66 million letters of recommendation and losing to a corrupt human tornado. And so I know that he knows that this wasn't on the level. I don't know that we'll ever know everything that happened, but clearly we know a lot and are learning more every day, and history will probably sort it all out. So of course he's obsessed with me, and I believe that it's a guilty conscience in so much as he has a conscience.
As I listened to that clip, it made me think to myself, God, so happy that I can be selective about what I listen to with Hillary Clinton. So happy that she's not president of the United States. It's funny to hear her making up excuses. Donald Trump's not, he doesn't feel legit. He's right. It's like she knows. And it's funny how she, well, you know, I had my part in it as well. No, Hillary, you are the reason you lost. You and your crooked party. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Crooked. They're crooked to their rotten cores. All these Democrats. And they want to ride. Oh, Donald Trump doesn't feel legit. Donald Trump feels legit and he is legit. Too legit to quit. If I had to quote MC Hammer, he's too legit. Too legit to quit. Hey, hey, too legit. Are you kidding? Are people even looking at the things that matter anymore? And let me give you the short answer because I know many of you are worry warts. Yes, they are. If you think that the average Joe, the ordinary citizen in America, I know y'all didn't know where I was going to go when I was going, the ordinary average Joe. If you believe that they are consumed with impeachment talks, you need to lay off the weed. They are consumed with their paychecks. They're consumed with vacations and going out and buying things and finally getting to go out to dinner or a movie, renting things. I mean, taking a vacation. This is what they're consumed with. They're not consumed with impeachment. This is an inside the beltway, you know, we're going to impeach Donald Trump. Which, for the record, it isn't going to happen. I don't even know how much more I can talk about that subject without getting bored. It isn't going to happen. They're afraid. I'm going to ask you again. You know, are you mad? because I'm going to tell you, people are pretty upset with the Democrats. Republicans are mad. We've seen the rules change on everything. We've seen the level to which the left is willing to go. And all these crazy things, whether it's gun control, whether it's climate change. I was watching, it was a show with Michael Douglas plays the president. I think it's called The American President. And his love interest is Annette Bening. And her big issue is he's not paying enough attention to climate change. I didn't even notice it. This movie was made in the 90s. And I didn't even notice that it was she makes a stand when he calls her into the Oval Office and, you are not paying enough attention to climate change. This is the biggest catastrophe we could ever face. And he says, if you can get me 23 votes, I will get you the next 7. And whatever. And they negotiate because it's such a big deal. And understand, you get so caught up in the love story of the bachelor president and, you know, getting with this lobbyist that you don't even pay attention to the subtlety of they were already starting to talk about climate change. This is, folks, don't believe me. Go look at the movie yourself. Don't even bother, honestly, because I don't want them to make any money. But it was on cable, and I just happened to turn it on, and that was what the issue was. And I'm sitting there watching it like a schoolgirl. Like, oh, the president is falling in love. Oh, it's so cute. Listen to him discussing climate change. You get what I'm saying? Exactly. So, it's subtle, but they know how to get this. But we're talking about all these different things. In fact, AOC said Miami's going to go under. Did you guys hear that quote? I could barely listen to that. It was so shrill. We need to be realistic about the problem. Yeah, let's be realistic about it as weather. And thank goodness, I don't know if you guys have seen this PhD from MIT who does a description of what's happened with climate change. He says, what's funny about this new climate change commission is business has been polluting. Under this new climate change thing that Al Gore set up, they can double their pollution, triple it, as long as they pay the fee. And then those climate credits are going to make people, not billions people, trillions of dollars. You should see that video. It's mind-blowing. We've got a whole other layer of government, one world order government, that essentially says, business, run the way you want, but we're going to attach this big amorphous piece of government to it that's going to pay back all these people that are betting on the idea of doing it. And Donald Trump leaving the Paris Climate Accord jacked it all up. Because the United States is going to be we were the ones that were going to get fleeced the most. So, wow. I saw that. I mean, you know it's a scam. But you see the video and you see the layer of bureaucracy that gets added. And you say, how could you possibly want this? The only person who could want this is a big government bureaucrat. That's why AOC is getting a ton of money. Anyway, they've also said things about us. Here's what they... Do we have time to play this clip? They called us... Let's see if we have time.
Here's a startling statistic. Since 9/11, right-wing terrorists have killed more people in the United States than jihadist terrorists. That's according to New America. There are some folks for who they're, for their own political purposes, would like to keep the focus on only one form of political violence over another. But that would be unwise, because we don't have the luxury of choosing which threats we face. And there's a case to be made that these threats actually echo each other, as our colleague Jim Sciutto and others have argued. They're weaponized versions of tribalism, motivated by fear and finding identity in their hatred of the other. As Max Fisher of the Times wrote, in both, there's the apocalyptic ideology that predicts and promises to hasten a civilizational conflict that will consume the world. To mark the 18th anniversary of 9/11 is to reflect on how we're all the children of 9/11. That attack unleashed destructive forces that we're still wrestling with. But to truly learn the lessons of 9/11 is to resolve not to let hate win or fear define us. And that's your reality check.
So that was some leftist trying to convince his audience, I think it was on CNN, that you're dangerous. Despite Muslims flying planes into buildings on 9/11, it isn't they who need to be watched. It's you who needs to be watched. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The late Congressman Elijah Cummings is being honored by fellow Democrats at his funeral in Baltimore. Former Secretary of State and two-time failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton called Cummings a fierce champion for truth and justice. The Justice Department has reportedly opened a criminal investigation into how the agency initiated its review of collusion allegations between Russia and the Trump administration. Republican Congressman from Texas, John Ratcliffe, on Fox and Friends discusses that report.
John Durham had to let Michael Horowitz finish this work, and I think when people read the Inspector General's impending report, it'll be very clear why the Durham investigation has now moved to a criminal probe, which will allow him to impanel a grand jury and bring in witnesses and ultimately perhaps bring criminal charges.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you a question. Are you mad? It's a, mad and anger is a bad emotion to just run right to, but I suspect that if you are a conservative, a Republican, however you hail, an anti-leftist, a truth seeker, you're probably mad. I'll speak for myself because I don't like speaking for other people, but I'll tell you this. I'm mad. I'm upset. I know that justice has not been done in this country for a long time. And it makes me wonder how long I've taken my eye off the ball, to be honest with you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Going back to Hillary Clinton and 33,000 deleted emails. Excuses on top of excuses for saying, I'm not going to turn over this information. It's all at her discretion. Completely thwarting any safeguards to protect data, the country's secrets, saying she never gave out secrets, we found out that she did, and then she gets off because Comey says, well, we don't know what her intent was. Yeah, we do. We also know about her crooked foundation. We know about all of her crooked dealings. We know about her crooked assistant's husband, who also had the data on his PC, pay for play across the board, and all under the guise of, oh, look at what we're doing for the world, while they make hundreds of millions of dollars. Look, if you run a charity and you live a comfortable life and you've helped many people, I have no problem with that. There are very, very wealthy people who want to give back and they want to help you to do it. We run a charity and I don't have anywhere near the endowment of the Clinton Foundation, but I'll tell you this. The people that have helped me establish my charity said to me point blank, Kevin, why don't you take more money? And I go, because it's a charity. They're like, man, you got to survive because we take nothing. It's very little money. And they go, man, you got to survive. You got to be able to do. So the board is essentially trying to force us to take more money. But you don't have to say that with the Clintons. Man, they gallivant and do all kinds of stuff with their charitable work, right? Democrats have gotten Republicans mad. We have congealed. We have come together. We have assembled. We are ready to fight. Let me tell you something, leftists. I'm going to warn you. There is nothing worse in terms of a opponent than a motivated warrior for a cause. And they've created this. They've pushed these real Americans, you and me, warriors, all of us, into finally saying, it's time to fight back. Do you know somebody that's passive, that doesn't want to get in the fray, stays out of it? Remember the movie The Patriot with what's-his-face, Mel Gibson? He's like, look, I just want to stay out of it. We're neutral in this, and they, the I don't know which army, but one of them, the Northerners, I believe, came down and just destroyed his family, killed one of his, ended up killing two of his sons. And when he finally got in the war, man, it was all ugly then, right? As my grandmother would say, it was all over but the crying. Well, that's what's happening with us. We're being pushed to such a degree that we're finally going, you know what? Enough is enough. It's time for us to fight back. The two-year reign of terror of Nancy Pelosi is about to come to a brutal and abrupt end. I mean, how does an obviously crooked deal with the Bidens morph into impeaching a president? He's got nothing to do with it. And I will tell you, there's a civil war within the Democratic Party where they're going, do we protect Biden or do we fight for, you know, do we fight against him? Are we for him or against him? They can't figure it out. You want to know why? They don't have another candidate. Oh, I know. You're being told Elizabeth Warren is, she's next in line. They've run the numbers. Wake up, people out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We break it down for you. They've run the numbers. They know Elizabeth Warren can't beat Donald Trump. They know Biden can't beat Donald Trump. They're looking for a savior.
Oh, Kevin, they may bring in Michelle Obama.
Yeah, the nation. What does she call herself? Michelle Obama says she wanted to be first lady forever or something like that. I'll be first lady forever. Maybe we'll get into that in a little bit. You want to talk about it now? Yeah. Well, I don't. We'll talk about it later. So, They're still looking for a savior. There are still people out there going, who can run? Who can run? Cory Booker is on his last legs. If you're taking bets on who's going to drop out next, put your money on the black man. It's time to kill him out of the movie. It's time for his plot line to end. He's out there begging for buttermilk, man.
Would y'all guys help a brother out? I'm about to drop out.
He's dropping out. Steyer can stay in as long as he wants. He's got the money. He can outlast the other Democrats. But they're going to start dropping like flies. And as they drop, tell me who's going to be left. Who's going to be left that's going to be able to run against Donald Trump? Particularly as Donald Trump continues to consolidate the Republican base, bring more leftists in who have finally realized how crooked these people are. Who's going to run against him? I'm just curious. What are you guys thinking? Mitt Romney stabbed the president in the back. Here's an article. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney backstabbed President Trump again this week and formed a political alliance with a top Democrat to go after the president. This is the Daily Beast reporting this. Said he held a secret meeting with former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, and they discussed how to get rid of President Trump. And you know why he did? He says, it's pretty, here's Romney, it's terrible what the president has done with this Ukrainian thing. He doesn't even need to, Romney doesn't even take a step back and say, wait a minute. You know, this is probably fake news. I probably should take pause, because Donald Trump has pretty much lived up to, but no, Romney's still butthurt, because he tried to, you know, to derail Trump, and it didn't work. And then Trump accomplished what Romney couldn't, a man who has run a successful business, been a governor, and he couldn't make it to the presidency, so now he's mad. He's the new John McCain. This is what we deal with as Republicans. But let me tell you something. All of this is solidify Donald Trump with Republicans. We now know the Romneys and the Ryans. We understand them. And let me tell you something. When you think about them, remember Lindsey Graham. You remember how tight he was with John McCain. Donald Trump has essentially talked more smack about John McCain than anybody on the planet. And Lindsey Graham, who was John McCain's, what we call in the vernacular, ace coon boom, you couldn't be more tight than those two. He's now firmly in the Trump camp. Romney is a remnant. He is soon to become something that people won't even recognize. We've gotten rid of these rhinos, and we're starting to get a party that is willing to fight. Senators came, I don't know if we have that clip, but they came to Trump's rescue. They said, man, there will not be an impeachment run in the Senate. It isn't going to happen, and it will backfire if they try to do it. Backbone. Romney said while he was speaking at an event, actually he was speaking with the Daily Beast, he says he was pretty damn worried about Trump winning re-election. Yeah? Well, the rest of the nation isn't, Mitt. So, what we've done is we've exposed these clowns, and that's a good thing. We started to put them on notice that we're not going to take this stuff anymore. Even Rick Scott got in on the mix, and here's what he had to say about Romney.
The impeachment news, or saga, if you will, not having a major impact on the stock market, but your colleague, Senator Mitt Romney, made a comment when he was asked why he was virtually the lone Republican to sort of be taking this more seriously. He talked about the very nature of people, to look at circumstances, and to sort of maintain their power and doing things to preserve their power. It looked like he was taking a shot at Republicans, his fellow Republicans, for maybe not being tougher on President Trump.
Senator Romney has gone down the same path as the Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi. He thinks the worst of the president instead of the best before he ever gets all the facts. We have to go through the process and get the facts. Senator Romney doesn't speak for the Republican Party. He can have his own opinions, and he doesn't speak for all Republican senators.
Rick Scott could work on his communication skills, but at least he comes out and says what it is. Romney immediately wants to think the worst of the president. He's like a leftist. You say something about Trump, oh, he's so awful. Wait a minute. Let's take a little pause here. Oh, Romney the Rhino. It's not too surprising that Romney did what he did. One of the most notorious never-Trumpers enters Congress and I don't understand. I mean, I do understand him. I understand the jealousy. It says this, I've never known a human being in a position of prominence that you can do nothing to damage his ego in any way. It's absolutely unbelievable. Reid said they both acknowledged they'd gone a little bit too far in attacking each other during the 2012 presidential election. That's when they were making, those two were spooning together. But they want to believe that, yeah, they're saying, oh, you can't get to Trump's ego. You're exactly right. You can't get to Donald Trump in that way. Donald Trump, I know people like him because I'm a winner and I've been around him. We don't give in. This isn't going to happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics. The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen. We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before. It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you. And I'll never let that happen.
Donald Trump will be proven correct in his assessment. This is the biggest scam in American history. He has been more mistreated as a president than any president in history. Not modern history, in history. But the closing statement that he made, "Don't worry, I'm good." That's essentially what he was saying. Let me tell you something. I'm going to speak from personal experience. We get attacked. I'll give you an example, a perfect example. We got this Philly project going where we're going to sue the city of Philadelphia and other sanctuary states. And we did an interview, and the girl who interviewed us was horrible. She's horrible. She's a liar. I mean, and as opposed to being concerned that citizens in the city of Philadelphia are being jailed while illegals are being set free, she was concerned about how we got our data, which we went to, we did a cell phone project with some black folks. We did a cell phone project. And, well, is that legal? Can you send them messages? Yeah, it's legal. So anyway, she writes the article, interviews the state's attorney general, who threatens to come after me, not because I'm saying something wrong or whatever, but because he's worried about me violating the rights of black folks in their cell phones, getting a text message. This is what we're talking about, right? Violation of that. That's how much concern that they had for the actual thing. So anyway, my legal team calls up, like, "Kevin, we don't know what's going on. You know, oh my gosh, they're all afraid." And I'm going, you guys are afraid. You're the lawyers. You could represent yourselves pro se and know what you're talking about. I'm the guy out here with my legal team going, "Oh, we're afraid of what's going to happen, Kevin. They may come after you." And let me tell you something. It would be easy for me to go, oh, my gosh, they could come after us. I could go down. Let's just back off. But we aren't. We're not backing off. It's legit. They're concerned about the cell phone part of the project. Let me tell you something. You want to have a PR battle over you letting illegals go and black folks going to jail and me hitting a few cell phones, which, by the way, we did, everything is 100% legal how we did it. So we're not worried about it. Now, what I will tell you is I know many people who would run from this. James O'Keefe and I are going to be doing a project together. I'm not going to give any details about it on the radio. But I will tell you, James was talking about all the litigation that his organization, Project Veritas, has had, and it's sad. How many times this young man has been sued. How much money he spent in just fighting lawsuits. And he said to me, he says, "Kevin, we will not take a plea deal ever again. Won't happen." And he explained how they did it once and the details around it when he was arrested by the FBI and on and on. And it's an interesting story. He says, "I'm not taking any plea deals." He says, "Yeah, and by the way, what they did, just so you guys are aware, James had to, he took a plea deal on a railroaded cause. He ended up having to stay at home with his parents. He was forced to move back with his parents for 3 years as part of the plea deal. And you know what happened? That's what grew his organization. See, James used to be the guy running around doing the stuff. When he had to stay at home, all he could do was go find other people to do it. So he created an army of James O'Keefe's. What the FBI and the left did was to empower James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. Had they let him keep doing what he was doing, he would have probably been a one-man band that wouldn't have come nearly as close as what he did to essentially destroying leftism. I mean, think about the things that O'Keefe has been involved in. He's gone after Google, Facebook, Twitter. He's infiltrated Senate campaigns. This guy may have had the single most impact on the Senate in the election cycle during the time of Donald Trump's election of anybody. And the reason why? The left created him. They did it. They thought they were destroying him, and they created him. So that's why I tell you, don't worry, y'all. People get concerned. No. Don't be afraid. And I'm going to tell you, when they tell you, oh, the Attorney General, he's from Philadelphia, may be coming after you, there's a part of you that goes, really? But there's another part of you that goes, well, then bring it. Because you know what I believe? I believe people are finally going to get fed up with the lies of the left. And they're going to say, you know what, I want this stuff to come out. And they're going to be whistleblowers all over the place. And not the kind that are giving second and third party information like the one that Adam Schiff wants to put in front of Congress, who's going to get them torched. I'm talking about people that will know firsthand, that are going to be bringing documents and saying, yep, Kevin, you're exactly right. Here's what they do. Anyway, we got projects going that we believe will speak to a lot of these things that we're talking about. I wish we had the resources that we really needed to do it. We have to, you know, we muddle along. I wish we had the resources. When I say resources, I'm talking about people. I'm talking about money. I'm talking about just that whole infrastructure to make all this stuff work. It takes a lot of effort to do it. But we do the best we can. And I'm glad that we are working with amazing organizations that are helping us to do this stuff. Anyway, he's talking about Romney. Long history of hatred of Donald Trump. Starting back in 2015-ish. Yeah. He hated him. Couldn't stand him. He claimed that Donald Trump, quote, failed his duty to unite Americans as president. I wonder what Romney said about Barack Obama. Did he fail his duty to unite? Barack Obama had Christians against Muslims, blacks against white, women against men, gays against the not gays. There was not anything untouched when it came to being divisive. While speaking with a local news reporter, Romney was asked about Trump's tweet in which he suggested these radical congressmen, congresswomen, Ocasio-Cortez and all of them, go back to their countries of origin if they hate America so much. And he says, that was very wrong. The tweet is right. He didn't directly say if he thought it was racist, but he said it was very wrong. A lot of people have been using the word. My own view is that what he said was, what he tweeted was destructive, was demeaning, was disunifying, and frankly, very wrong. This is a guy who talked about the 47% and wouldn't even defend the idea of working hard and his own wealth. And he talks about Donald Trump telling people, if you don't like this country, go back to where you're from or go back to where you think you want to be from. Yeah. Anyway, he's symptomatic of what Republicans should have been trying to get rid of for decades. And I'm ashamed to tell you this, but it's true, and I know many of you are the same as well. But I voted for Romney in 2012. I wanted him to beat Barack Obama. And I actually liked Romney. I liked his background. I liked that he gave up his trust fund. I liked that he's been married to the same woman for a long time. It's nerdy as it is, it's pretty unusual. I liked that his family seemed to be pretty well adjusted. I liked that they had adopted a black child, not for, you know, as an ornament, but they really want to help. And a lot of other things. I like Romney as an individual. He just seems like a nice guy. You know, a guy you could trust in many, many ways. But what you can't trust him is politically. You can't trust him to carry... It's funny. You could trust Romney to take care of your dog, to water your plants, even, you know, put your family up for a month at his home or whatever. You wouldn't even have to worry about it. But you can't trust him with your political ideology. Because he's weak. He's very weak, and he doesn't even understand it. That's the problem. He criticizes the war. It's like people that understand that there needs to be a war, but they criticize the military. So when somebody comes back and says, yeah, military got into a fight, had to kill some folks. Oh, geez, why'd that have to happen? Oh, man, why do we have to have a military? Military, they're bad people. They're baby killers, and, you know, they raise villages and all. No, they do their job. It's what they do. I don't know if I put that in the right context, but you know what I mean.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.